I will give the pronunciation of this major.
Good morning, York University. How are we doing this morning? How was your homecoming weekend? Let's go ahead and stand up together and worship this morning. This morning we got some songs to sing, and so let's worship together. I know it's cold outside, but let's push through and let's encourage each other with some worship this morning. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. That saved a wretch like me. We've no less days to sing God's praise. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Than when we first begun.
So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up, and He will lift you up. We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet.
Please remain standing for our prayer and scripture to follow. Will you guys pray with me? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we're thankful for today. Lord, we're thankful for another day that you have given to us. Father, we pray that you would be with us in our sports, in our studies, Lord, in our activities. Lord, that you would just give us strength and guidance in these things. Father, we pray for peace. Peace in our journey, Lord, peace along the way of our life. We're thankful for you, Lord, for who you are. You are God who seeks a relationship with us. Lord, we know that you're doing good things in this world. Pray that we would see these things, and Lord, that we would be a part of them. Lord, be with us today. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading for this week is Isaiah 41:10. You guys want to say it with me? It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You guys can be seated.
Good morning, y'all. Our speaker this morning is a guy that everybody loves, and he loves everybody here. He is always a smiling face and an encouraging word. He is a lip sync phenom. He is a member of the esports team. He is your junior class representative. He is a Bible and ministry major with a concentration in youth and family ministry from Colorado Springs. Give it up for Josh Clark!
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Good, good. I wore my shark hoodie today because of Mr. Lewis, because I always do that when I present it in his class, so. Life feels impossible when you are in your head all the time. You put a smile on your face so people don't ask if you are okay. Mental health is getting more real every second. We have been talking about home. I want to dive into the mental home, not the physical one. Sometimes our mental home feels like it's slowly falling apart, brick by brick. People will sometimes show you their mental home and others may not. I bet for some of us, it's hard to show others your mental home. Others will show them freely. People tend to steer more the first option. You keep your thoughts and your feelings in your head. You don't like to show how you are feeling. As you view it, makes you weaker. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants you to feel alone, feel like you can't share. I encourage you who feel like this to find someone you trust and sit down and talk with them. Those of you who lean towards the second option, be careful who you share with and be mindful who you tell and talk about. I encourage you guys to listen more and be more present with your conversations. When you feel like your options and opinions don't matter, you have already lost part of your mental home. As a reminder, there is always someone in your mental home, even when you don't look. Even when you are rushing out the door, he waits for you in the rocking chair by the fire pit. It does not matter if you are annoyed in the morning or can't go to bed at 3 a.m. He is willing to have a conversation with you. He cares about you every millisecond, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year. His love is unconditional. It's hard for us to even comprehend that type of love. So I encourage everyone to go by the fire, sit down, and even maybe have a coffee with him. His face shines every time he sees you. You are so special to him. That is Jesus. Thank you.